Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
England lost 6 wickets in the middle session of day 3 of the opening test against India at Trent Bridge and had to battle to close, still trailing by 105 runs. Replying to India's 457, they battered through the morning session but slipped from 134 for 1 to 205 for 7 at tee. Joe Root hit an excellent unbeaten half century and with support from Stuart Broad and James Anderson took England past the follow-on target. Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Mohammad Shami followed up their 111-run 10th wicket stand yesterday by sharing 6 wickets, and Ishant Sharma took 3 for 109. The absence of the DRS rose to the fore as a talking point after Matt Prior was given out caught behind, only for replays to show he didn't hit the ball. Nevertheless, even though England won the opening session and finished strongly in the final session, this was another day for India. But few are expecting this game to result in anything other than a draw due to the benign nature of the pitch. ICC representative Giles Clark, David Richardson and Ihsan Mani will address and take questions from the MCC World Committee at Lord's next week. Richardson, the ICC chief executive, Clark, the ECB chairman and ICC board member, and former ICC president Ihsan Mani will present to the committee on the recent restructuring of the ICC. The MCC World Committee members will be afforded the opportunity to question the trio. The committee will also discuss a number of other issues, including women's cricket, the IPL, and laws and regulations.